Well, hello there, prisoner. It appears as though you have some really cool friends on the outside. Some of your friends and family have chipped together a few $1,000 so that I'm on retainer for you. Let me introduce myself. I'm Isabella Valentine, and I specialize in helping inmates like you get appeals to increase getting out of prison early. How would you like that? I thought you'd like that. I've been reading over your case file for a few weeks, and it appears as though some things were overlooked. Let me just say that I understand your current situation. You were at the wrong place at the wrong time. Now keep in mind that I don't care if you were innocent or guilty. You don't need to convince me of anything. However, I do want to help you get out of this place. Your family is deeply worried that something will happen to you, especially with all the horror stories you hear on television about men in prison. The last thing I would want to do is hear that your bumhole was split open by a man named Rex. Oh, now here's the deal. I'm an unconventional type of attorney, and I do things a little bit differently than most. You see, I'm also a hypnotist. And through the power of hypnosis, I can understand deep insights into your case, which will improve your results of getting out on parole. Would you like me to begin hypnotizing you now? Keep in mind that I can only help you get out of prison if you obey and follow my instructions. I cannot and will not make you do anything you don't want to do. Good. Let's start first with a relaxing induction. Go ahead and lie back on your cot and close your eyes. Try to ignore the sounds of the other guys in their cells, and whatever you do, try not to think about what they might be thinking. Remember, you'll be out on the street soon, and they'll still be in here. Yes, just close your eyes, like that. Doesn't it feel good to close your eyes and let them become tired and heavy? So relaxed. Yes, it's time to relax. Just let all the outside noises around you disappear and concentrate on my words. All you need to hear right now is my voice. The only thing important in this moment is to listen to my voice and follow my simple instructions. You and I both know you can open your eyes anytime you wish. But for the purpose of this exercise, it is important for you to keep them closed. Now that your eyelids are closed, I want you to relax the lids, and holding on to that relaxation, double the intensity and make sure they won't open. Make sure your eyes are locked tight, 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 tight together until you are unable to open them. Go ahead and test them and make sure you cannot open them. Good. Now let's double your relaxation even further now. Forgetting a name is so easy. It's like evaporating steam on a sidewalk. It just disappears. Forget who you are and where you are. Forget like you forget where you last left your car keys. Feels good, doesn't it? To just trust that you can relax. Deeper and deeper relaxed. Double your relaxation and just let go. Go, go, going, gone. into another dimension. So far deep and deeper. Deeply falling down, down, down. Just like your body. Sinking, drifting, falling further now. Even your arms are growing heavy, heavier, 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 so heavy. Too difficult to move. Too heavy, so heavy. Double the relaxation and the heaviness in your arms now. Make sure your arms have grown so heavy. They are just too difficult to move. So heavy. So tired. Peaceful and tired. Exhausted. But with a trusting exhaustion that they'll awaken when they need to. It's so wonderful just to let go. Deeply relaxed. Your heavy arms are now turning to normal and it feels so good, doesn't it? And relax deeper now. In a moment, I'm going to give you a command in which you will follow. When you follow this command, you are going to be completely and totally hypnotized. At any time, you can choose to awaken and will be perfectly fine. Until then, fall into a deep sleep. And when I say the words, sleep for me, you will double the intensity of the hypnosis and fall deep into trance. When you fall deep into trance, your mind will open up and you'll discover all the beautiful secrets your mind wants to share with me. Sleep for me now. Sleep now. And sleep deeper, deeply relaxed. Sleep for me, boy. It's time to sleep and sleep deeper. Sleep deeper and deeper. Deeply relaxed, so very deep. Now that you are completely and totally hypnotized, you will listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you. You will soak up this new information like a sponge. Your mind is now ready and willing to accept whatever I tell it and will follow all my instructions. You will obey my commands and will do anything I tell you to do because you are completely hypnotized. The first thing it is important to realize is that I am not really your lawyer, nor do I care if you get out of prison or not. In fact, your friends hired me to make sure you stay in prison for as long as possible so they can live in your house and drive your car and play with your pets. You're going to live in this faggot prison for a very long time. And you now love it. For the longest time, you convinced yourself that you're a straight man. You always tell people you're straight, even though you have fantasies about sucking cock or being with other men. Sometimes you even masturbate thinking about other men, but always convince yourself you never actually go through with it. I'm here to tell you that you are a faggot. This is why you're living in a fudge-packing faggot factory. You're in faggot prison. You're just another hole in this faggot farm, and you're at the bottom of the pecking order. And because you're so deeply hypnotized, you're going to crave cock all the time. And you're going to realize that you've been a faggot your whole life. I don't care if you have a wife or a girlfriend back home. I don't care if you like sleeping with women. Change is a good thing. Sleep for me now. Sleep deeper and deeper. Sleep deeper and soak in this new information like a sponge. I control you now, prison boy. You will do what I want you to do because I control you. You are here to obey my commands and follow my instructions. The first thing you will do is repeat after me. Remember that the more you try to fight or resist my commands, the more of a faggot you are. So just repeat after me, and your asshole won't hurt as much. Now say, I am a faggot. Good. Say it louder, faggot. Say, I am a faggot. Good. That's better. Now let's be honest. Say, I'm a dirty cocksucking faggot. Yay. Now let's be really, really honest. Say, I'm a faggot who pretends to be straight. Good. At least we're getting somewhere. You are a faggot. You dream about sucking cock. And now you're going to do it all the time. Why? Because you're a faggot. You need cock in your mouth. You need cock in your ass. You need your ass plugged. Faggot. Now I realize that faggot prison is a new experience for you, which is why it is important that you memorize these simple rules. It is vitally important for your health and safety that you pay close attention to these rules and follow them completely. Rule number one, you need to make sure that you share your cell with another horny faggot. It is important that you get along with your faggot cellmate and do each other's hair in the morning. This way you can share your lipstick with one another. Rule number two, tell each other bedtime stories when the lights go out and make sure you have enough covers for two. When he plays footsie with you, play footsie back. Give each other back rubs before bed. Whisper into each other's ears and kiss often. Rule number three, share your boy magazines with your cellmate. Let him know you like cocksucking and fudge packing just as much as he does. Make sure you come on the pages so that the sheets stick together, and then pass the pervert magazine to your cellmate. Always share. When you masturbate together looking at the same picture, be sure your cock bumps into his cock so you know you're excited to see him. Rule number four. When your cell partner leaves the cell, snoop through his diary and make sure he's your faggot and that he's not cheating on you. Remember, it's important to have intimacy, even in prison, so don't be afraid to leave a note in his diary expressing your love for him. Tell him that he reminds you of your favorite teddy bear. I can't wait to hug him again. Rule number five. You get 1 hour a day to go outside on a break. Use this time to express your faggot love in public. Hold hands. Kiss in front of the headbangers and hoodies and let the world know you're a faggot and proud of it. Feel comfort in their discomfort. Rule number six. Get yourself a faggot prison tattoo. It's important that you get a tattoo on your ass that says, I love Bruno, which will let everyone know you're taken. Rule number seven. When you take group showers, drop the soap and drop it often. If no one notices, then drop the soap again. Be a good faggot and always pick up after you drop it. Be sure your asshole stares the hot and horny men in the face. If someone wants to fuck you, put your hands against the wall, spread your legs, and say, ah. Rule number 8. If you really want to get ahead, flirt with the guards. They are your friends and fuck buddies. You will gain extra privileges, like an extra scoop of mashed potatoes, if you suck their cocks. Rule number 9. Make sure when you turn on the radio, you play it loud enough so the other inmates know that you like NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys. It's important that you begin memorizing the words to all the boy bands so you can sing, "Tell me why he ain't nothing but a heartache." Come on, faggot, sing it with me. You know the words. "Tell me why he ain't nothing but a mistake." Come on, faggot, sing the words, memorize them. "Tell me why I never wanna hear you say I want it that way." Good faggot. Rule number 10. Cry when you watch Oprah on the group television. Be sure to ask the boys wearing those red bandanas if they have any extra Kleenex. Good. Now that we've gone over the 10 faggot commandments, now it's important that we ingrain some more important things into you. First of all, it's important for you to express to others that you are proud to be a faggot. You're a proud faggot pervert who loves sucking cock. This means letting people know you're no longer a straight man, but a flaming faggot queer. This means wearing pink. Wear pink panties. Wear pink bathrobes. Wear pink fuzzy slippers. Wear pink lipstick. Draw a pink bullseye on your ass and draw an arrow to your butthole and bend over for the guys making license plates. They need love too. Become pen pals with other gay faggots. Sign your letters with X's and O's and be sure you seal each letter with a kiss. Tell other faggots how lonely you are for love and affection. You need intimacy with other faggots. You will hold hands with other faggots and give them deep French kisses. When you kiss them, you will pull their heads close to you and wrap your arms around them. You are a faggot. You have always been a faggot. You get turned on being a faggot. The more I say the word faggot, the more turned on you will become. Even right now, your faggot penis is getting aroused. It's thumping and throbbing and jerking around like a dancing ballerina, you fucking cocksucker. When it's visitation time and you get patted down by the guards, you're going to purposely leave a butt plug in your ass so the guard can find it and pull it out. It turns you on when a guard pulls something out of your faggot ass. It makes your pathetic little faggot penis all hard. This is because you are a cocksucking faggot. It's okay to be a cocksucking faggot. We both know you're a pervert. It's okay that you like sucking balls. It's okay that you pretend to be into women because it's safe and normal. But we both know you're dying to be with men. You need cock in your mouth. You need your ass stuffed like a turkey by multiple men. Perverts fuck the best. You're going to be the best pervert you can be. Good faggot. You are such a good faggot, sleeping for me, ready to obey anything and everything I tell you. You will obey. You will become the most popular faggot in this faggot prison. You're going to get pounded by 20 or 30 guys a night. Fat guys are going to fuck you. Hairy guys are going to fuck you. Old guys are going to fuck you. It doesn't matter what they look like, faggot. Open up the fuck tank and let the tourism begin. Short Asian guys are going to fuck you. Chubby Hispanic guys are going to fuck you. Tattooed murderers are going to fuck you. And you're going to let them. Around the faggot in 80 days. Learn to fly, faggot. Be the best flaming pervert you can be. What's the point of being a faggot in prison unless you're also doing people's hair? Be the best hairstylist you can be, faggot. Learn to French braid your hair. Learn to French braid their hair, too. Faggots love playing with people's hair. Cocksucking is your favorite thing to do because you are a faggot. You like big, hard, throbbing cocks because you are a faggot. You like bending over and taking it from behind. Bend over, faggot, it's time for cake. Is this why you like sleeping with the nightlight on? Are you afraid the boogeyman's gonna fuck your face in the dark? Well, he is, and he's gonna bring his friends along for the joyride, fuckface. Faggots need to be fucked and fucked often or else they get bored. Look at you now. You've been fucking women for so long that you're bored out of your ass, which is why you're in faggot prison. You're bored with women because they're predictable. Who needs pussy when you can have a monster cock shoved down your pie hole? You talk too much. You need your mouth stuffed with salty facial cream. Don't worry. It'll be our little secret. No one needs to know you're a faggot. You can continue to tell everyone you're straight. No one will believe you, though. Who in their right minds will believe you're a straight guy when you masturbate thinking about being with men? Who will believe you're a straight guy when the one thing that turns you on the most is sucking off a bigger, stronger man? And everyone already knows that big, strong men aren't faggots. It's guys that look like you that give faggots a bad name. At least real faggots are proud of sucking cock. You, on the other hand, pretend that you're not even into other men when we both know what you really like. Fucking faggot. This is why I'm hypnotizing you to be a faggot for the rest of your life and you'll never get parole. Dumb fuck faggot. I hope you have a lot of KY in your cell. The only way you're going to earn money around here is by giving 25-cent blowjobs to those sweet prison cooks. Hey, everyone's got to eat, faggot. And you're going to have to suck lots of cock just to pay for your postage stamps. Your faggot pen pals need to hear how lonely and horny you are without them, and how you can't wait to fuck them in the gay bars when they get back. This is arousing you, isn't it, faggot? I knew it. You are a faggot. Your dick is all hard. Let me guess. You're imagining that you're wearing pink lingerie in the courtyard while all the prisoners and gang members are watching you suck off the other inmates during your hour-long break. It's a good thing you spend your recreation time sucking cock, you faggot. Isn't it fun being a popular cocksucker? Pretty soon you'll have all the faggots from all over the world coming over for conjugal visits. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, the faggot cock. You're the 24-hour fuck faggot. Drive up, serve, score, open your mouth and show what a good cum receptacle you can be. Drink up, swallow. Spitting is for straight guys. You're a faggot now. Swallow that cum and be proud that you've moved up the ladder from a faggot to a pervert. Be the best lust puppy beefcake you can be. Strip for the boys in prison. Show them your perfect little girly ass and your wide Aerosmith mouth. Isn't it awesome to be in an all-boy faggot prison where you can suck cock all day and get free food? You're living in the anal cave where your fuckhole is always in the mood for an adventure. You're now into furbacks and bears and hairy men. Welcome to the YMCA, faggot. This fuck farm gives you all cock and no freedom. Suck off the biggest banana until it melts in your mouth. You could use the protein, pervert. You're going to be in prison forever if I can help it. I'm going to come and visit you all the time and you're going to tell me about all the cock you've been sucking. You're going to let me examine your ass so I can see how much your asshole has expanded. I even brought my ruler so I can measure your asshole before it gets banged to death. Bend over. Ooh, a tight little asshole. It won't be tight once Hung Hercules gets a hold of your perky little ass. Guys, you're going to be playing putt-putt in your little cornholio for years and years. You're going to gain so much experience as a faggot. Welcome to faggot prison, cockpig. Everybody's going to be in love with my little faggot. Your new name is going to be Cockanova, the little pussy-hating faggot who loves to eat ass. Bend over. Let's have a cum party. Jock straps in the front, barebacks in the back. Go back to the time of cavemen, faggot, because once the lights go out, the only thing that will evolve is your love for men. You love men. You need men. You will only be complete with another man fucking your fuckhole, faggot. Faggots need love, too. You now are and will always be a faggot. This is your new place in society. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 5, and you are going to awaken with the awareness that you are a faggot, now and forever. And anytime you try to convince someone you are straight, you're going to feel a sharp pain in your asshole, reminding you of what a pussy you are and how much you love being a faggot bitch. I dare you. Try to tell me you're straight. And when you feel that sharp pain, you're going to be even more of a faggot than you were before. Because the more you try to convince people you're straight, the more of a faggot you really are. 1. It's time for the faggot to slowly begin to awaken now. 2. Go ahead and stretch your faggot arms and your faggot legs. 3. Becoming more and more aware of your faggot surroundings. 4. And as you begin to slowly awaken, realize that your mouth tastes a lot like ass. And 5. Open your eyes, faggot, and wake up to your new faggot life.